Every April, a certain bit of writing comes into my head. April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Those are the first lines of T.S. Eliot's epic poem, The Wasteland. I first learned them over 40 years ago. I was in high school. These lines have nothing at all to do with my usual subject. Thomas Stearns Eliot and the American South never mixed. He was born in Missouri, moved to England at age 25, and stayed there. No, I share those lines with you because of why I learned them, how long they stayed with me, and the person who put them there. That person's name is Linda Whitaker Wright, and she was my English teacher during my senior year of high school. She was teaching us poetry that year. I remember an assignment to stand before the class and analyze a short poem. Many of my classmates were lazy and brought in the lyrics of a favorite song. I was lazy too. Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles was my choice, and I explained to the class why poor Eleanor was the very epitome of loneliness. But when it came time for the final assignment of the class, Ms. Wright told us to write a paper about a long poem. So I picked Eliot's most famous epic, all 490 lines of it. I remember a couple of weeks of long hours in the library poring over those lines, searching books to help me decipher Eliot's references to Greek mythology and literary works I knew nothing about, Aldous Huxley, Charles Baudelaire. Along the way, I would visit Ms. Wright between classes, checking in to see if my budding understanding was on target. And I even learned one word of Sanskrit. The poem's last line is a chant, a prayer, really, of the Sanskrit word shanti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. It means peace, the deepest, truest peace. I think Ms. Wright gave me an A on the paper. But what she really gave me was encouragement. She never told me I'd bitten off more than I could chew. She knew, I think, that inside those thousands of words were hundreds of chances for me to learn things that were absolutely new. That's what the best teachers do. Linda Wright taught me I could find magic in words. And ever since, chasing that magic has put food on my table, clothes on my back, and a roof over my head. In the last section of The Wasteland, there is a question. Who is the third who always walks beside you? Today, I know this is an oblique reference to the book of Luke, where Jesus, freshly resurrected, appears to two of his disciples as they walk the road to Emmaus. But the third who walks beside you might also be a teacher, because the ones who let you chase your own magic, they stay with you. Ms. Wright is still with us. I hope she's listening. And if you have a teacher like her, it might be good for you to say so. Come see us at salvationsouth.com.